Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And this week we bring to you our not so top 10 quick service restaurant review spectacular.
Yeah, I don't know when this was. This came about a few weeks ago, right? Maybe even longer than that, during one of our recordings. I don't know if it was you, Dak, or Randy that mentioned we should do an episode where we talk about the not so top 10.
Yeah, I think I brought that up, that one of these days we need to talk about a not so top 10 quick service.
Have we done a not so top 10 yet? Is this our first time?
This is it.
Okay.
Our inaugural not so top 10.
Hey, Dex, say that word again.
The beginning of our not so top 10.
No, that wasn't the word you said. That wasn't it.
So I guess we're going full tilt negative at this point, right?
I don't think so. And this is why I don't think so. I'm already, as I look at the list, I think I already have some disagreement. And I think that there's some redeeming qualities for at least one of these.
Okay. Well, so real fast, before we get to the list, do you guys know how many quick service restaurants are at Disney World?
Not enough.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would probably put that number somewhere in the 30 to 40 range, just off the top of my head. If I'm thinking about all the hotels, all the locations within the parks, I guess that's the question. Are we talking about every quick service restaurant on property?
That's a good question, Dak. No. We're not talking about every single quick service. So there is a difference between a quick service restaurant and a quick service kiosk. I did not know the difference until I started doing the research for this episode. And we're not talking about the quick
service. We're not talking about popcorn stands. We're not talking about...
Well, I'll give you an example. Sleepy Hollow is considered a quick service kiosk.
Yeah.
Not a quick service restaurant. This list does not contain...
It's got to be someplace you can go inside.
That's right. It's got to be inside. No resorts, no hotels on this one. This is just strictly limited to the four parks: Disneyland, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. So there's a grand total of 21.
I was about to say, I don't think it's much more than 20 then.
Yeah, 21 between those four parks.
I was about to say I'll half my guess then. So yeah. I would have guessed 15 to 20.
But if you add in the quick service kiosk, you get about 44 or 45.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of kiosks out there that we're not going to talk about because they don't offer very much.
So I think some of these will actually, so they're about to expand on this too, by the way, right? With the new tavern over by the Pirates area, I think that's going to count more as a quick service restaurant than a kiosk.
Is that going to be a restaurant or is that going to be just
it's basically a kiosk. But I think it's going to be, they're going to have food there from what I understand.
Are you talking about Tortuga Tavern?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Full Tilt restaurant. I don't know. I'm an idiot.
I think it's going to be quick service.
Okay.
Nice.
I've never been in there other than during a Christmas party when they hand out cookies and cocoa.
Well, right now it's a kiosk basically, right?
Okay. So that's not open past 3 o'clock, if I remember.
And that's exactly right. That also, I think, goes into your qualifications on what's a kiosk, what's a restaurant. The restaurants are open. The kiosks, who knows?
So when I did the search, I actually went to the Disney World website and I filtered all of the restaurants by just quick service. And literally, these 21 popped up. So
I don't know anything.
This is, I didn't come up with this list on my own. This is straight from the Disney World website. So... guys, let's get into this. So go ahead, Dak.
I was just going to say, I don't want to steal your thunder here, but just maybe let's just quickly go through the list. Starting at the best, according to, well, you explain how this list breaks down.
Yeah, yeah. So I say we save the best for another episode, because this is a not so top 10 episode.
Sure.
We want to keep this negative. We don't want to be positive right now.
Yeah. We are positive that these are all negative restaurants.
Okay. So I will say this. So this is how I came up with this list. So I went to Google, I went to TripAdvisor, and I went to Yelp. Probably, would you guys say the three most popular sources for reviewing a restaurant?
Food? Yeah, food. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
I don't have any other sources.
Yeah. And each one had their own rating of these Walt Disney World quick service restaurants. So, and it was interesting to see, you know, between Google and TripAdvisor and Yelp, some of these restaurants were pretty equal in terms of the rating and some were pretty far apart. So we'll get into that a little bit with, you know, maybe why we think there was such a difference. I will say this, between the three, Yelp tended to be the lowest rating of the three. I'm not sure why that is. I don't use Yelp.
Because the only people that get on Yelp are angry.
Well, don't you feel like only people that review things are angry? I don't know. I don't review anything.
I do think there is a little bit of truth to that. It's rare that I have a great experience. I'm like, oh, I got to tell everybody about this in writing. I just tell them in person. When I have a bad thing, that's when you want to put it in writing. It's like when you have that little conversation with someone at work, you know, and it's kind of an uncomfortable conversation. And you basically say, well, this is what you do. And they're like, well, I'm going to need that in writing. They're setting you up for failure, my friends.
There you go. Well, so there's 21. However, here's one of the caveats. We are not going to include Pecos Bill in this list.
What?
Because they've got a new menu.
New menu, yeah.
But honestly, as you can tell by the list, their reviews were not very good, but that's based on the old menu. So I don't want to penalize Pecos Bill during this episode for something that we haven't tried yet, based on, you know, 10 years of Google, TripAdvisor, and Yelp reviews that are just not very good. So, but even with that said, they still didn't come in last place. Anyway, all right, let's start at number 10. All right, so coming in between the three review sites, Google gave this restaurant a 4.3, TripAdvisor a 3.5, Yelp a 3.8 for a grand total of 11.6. The Regal Eagle. I disagree with this. I think Regal Eagle is...
Well, the only reason it fits there is because you don't include Pecos Bill.
That's true. That's true. But I would still say Regal Eagle to me is a much better... I probably would give it like a 4.5 range. And I mean, TripAdvisor gave it a 3.5, which... Listen, we're from Texas. We know good barbecue. And I would say Regal Eagle does a pretty good job with their barbecue.
Yeah, I definitely would have put this on the top half of the list here, not at the top of the top 10 worst quick service restaurants. So I totally agree with you, Ryan. Regal Eagle does not belong on this part of the list. But, you know, I know we said we weren't going to talk about the top 10, but just below it on your list is Pizza Rizzo. I absolutely would have thrown Pizza Rizzo in my not so top 10. So I would have flip flopped those two for sure.
Right. Well, when we get done with the list, we can talk about who'd we
sure
replace. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's definitely some options there. You know, look, Regal Eagle's okay. Regal Eagle does have some problems though. And one of the big problems with Regal Eagle is a place to sit. Despite the fact that it's an absolutely huge quick service restaurant, it's very busy. And so you'll get your food and you'll have this tray in your hand and you're looking around like, where do I go? There's no place to sit. They frankly don't have enough seating. And even that spills into the outside area, which isn't always out there. Sometimes there's tables, sometimes they're not. But my experience with Regal Eagle has been, man, I'd really love to eat this. I can't eat barbecue while I'm holding my tray. Can't do it. So I think that from an experience standpoint, it can be a little bit more difficult, but I would agree in terms of the food quality, it's not a bottom feeder. So I think it's all right that we stick it at the very top of the hour here and say, We'll kick it off there. And the only reason it's there is because we're not counting Pecos Bill, which despite us saying we're not going to count it, I still count Pecos Bill in the bottom 10. I don't care until I eat it and determine otherwise. Guilty as charged.
I'm going on faith with the new menu from what I've seen that it's going to be a lot better than what the current, or actually what the previous version of Pecos Bill was. So, but point well taken, Randy.
Yeah.
All right. So number nine. All right. Backlot Express. So Google has it at a 4.2, TripAdvisor 4.0, and then Yelp a 3.3 for a grand total of 11.5. So Backlot Express, this is over at Hollywood Studios, just what, to the left of the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular?
Yep, right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably have eaten there three times.
Yeah, I would totally agree. This is a good spot for me at number nine. The only love I would give it is that every so often they have a good, holiday or festival type of treat or snack that you can sometimes get a good one there. But other than that, it's burgers, burgers, chicken nuggets,
it's pretty run of the mill.
Yeah.
But here's what I would say though. I mean, I know it's hard not to, make an argument why I don't think this belongs here without talking about the ones that are on the list. Right. But there's three that make the better of the 10 versus the lesser of the 10. Okay. I'll call it that. You know, I guess four, because Dak, you named it Pizza Rizzo. Then you got Restaurant of Source, the Connections Eatery, and Sunshine Seasons. I mean, I actually think that Sunshine Seasons is one of the worst quick service restaurants that there is. Quality isn't very good. Place smells. It's just not a good experience all around. Connections Eatery, I mean, you want to talk about quick service junk. Here's the thing about Connections Eatery. We'll talk about another one on this list in just a second. I think it's almost exactly the same sort of thing, right? Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. You're going to put Cosmic Rays at the bottom. I think you got to put the Connections Eatery down there in the bottom too. So why am I bringing this up? Because I don't think the Backlot Express actually is a bad place. I think it's actually nicely nestled in there. It's one of the fewer places in Hollywood Studios where it's a little bit quieter. I think the food's actually pretty decent. It's not a completely generic menu, right? Where the only things you find is the burger and the chicken tenders, you know, and your generic kids meal. There are some unique things on there. There's some good salads that they have there and other stuff as well. I'm not going to bother bringing up the menu right now because otherwise we'll never get through this episode, but I'm not sure I would put Backlot Express in my bottom 10.
You know, Randy, I think you bring up a good point is that even though we're calling this episode the not so top 10, I think like we are, you know, talking about right now, everybody's going to have their own opinion and taste buds. And I think the Backlot Express is a great place to go if you have a family of five or six and you just need to feed mouths, right? This is a great place to do that. So,
and look,
they have a drink refill station.
They do. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I did it anyways. I just pulled up the menu, right? Look, Backlot Express, smoked barbecued pulled pork burger, a teriyaki chicken bowl. You got your third pound Angus cheeseburger. You got a Cuban sandwich, right? They have a Southwest salad with chicken. Buffalo fries. Right now, one of the holiday exclusives is gingerbread cheesecake. That's not the hallmark of a bottom 10 quick service restaurant. Bottom 10 quick service restaurant is basically all the same garbage. My opinion.
Well, again, this rating, these ratings are based off of customer reviews online. So, and I think, let me just bring up a quick point. You know, Dak and I went to Disneyland, when was it? Back in September. That Randy couldn't go on with us. You know, I did a quick search. I wanted to find an episode of a podcast that just talked about, hey, what are some places to go to and what are some places to not go to? And maybe that was kind of the point that I was trying to bring up with this episode was like people that just need to hear information without doing a ton of research. Here you go. So, all right. So number eight on the list, La Cantina de San Angel. All right. That is at Epcot, right across from the Mexico Pavilion. It is right there on the water. Google gave it a 3.9, TripAdvisor a 4, and Yelp a 3.5. I admittedly have never eaten here. I've eaten at the restaurant inside the temple many times, but not just quick service.
Also called San Angel.
Yes.
Inside the temple. Look, I think for quick service Mexican food, it's not bad. Okay. I think you've only got really one other competitor previously. That was Pecos Bill, right? Which was definitely not good. I think the Cantina has some other things going for it too, which includes its location right there on the World Showcase Lagoon. There's indoor seating and outdoor seating. The thing is, most people don't realize there's indoor seating, and you go in there and it's actually nice and quiet and peaceful in a very chaotic part of the park. I do think the food is pretty generic. I mean, it is definitely quick service Mexican foods. There's nothing special about it. Again, when I put it bottom 10, I probably wouldn't, but then you start to have to say, well, what would you? And so I can make an argument for it being here.
And it does seem to be a pretty popular place to go. Every time I walk past, it seems like it's pretty crowded.
I think that's folks getting margaritas.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And watching the mariachi band.
Mariachi.
Yeah, I would not put this in my top 10 worst. I would pull this out and try to figure out some other replacement. I think, again, to Randy's point, this is good Mexican food to have, you know, if that's what you're in the mood for at Epcot. I would not put this in my not so top 10.
Okay. That's fair enough. All right. Well, okay, so maybe we say this. It looks like, based on what the list is showing us, 10, 9, and 8 are questionable in terms of whether or not they belong on this list. I don't think there's any doubt, starting with number 7 here, that we are now entering a part of this list that it's, for me at least, definitely confirmed bottom feeders. All right? Number 7, we have Casey's Corner. I almost threw up in my mouth. Just saying that. Google gave it a 3.8. TripAdvisor 4.
Even more generous.
And Yelp is a 3.4.
Getting closer.
You know, if I wanted to pay $15 for a hot dog.
For a boiled hot dog.
For a boiled hot dog.
I don't like vomit afterwards. Dogs, boys.
Ugh. I don't. Other than the charm of the place, I mean, the place is charming. It's right in front of the castle. You got great seating off, you know, out in front. Mm. You can overlook the castle. But
I disagree.
I'm not paying $15 for a hot dog. Sorry.
I think it's not charming. It's terrible. It's a cut through place. People are coming through the Emporium. They're walking through there. You got all that foot traffic right there. No, thank you. Like there is no peace for me to eat my nasty chili cheese dog, which I wouldn't eat anyways, but no peace.
Can you imagine having a chili cheese dog and then trying to ride rides?
No,
no.
Yeah, I would say this is just all around bad. They need to change the grease out of the machines or whatever it is. I don't know what's going on there, but it is just not. You know, when you get fried food and it's just, it has that rancid taste to it. That is Casey's Corner when it comes to any of their fried products, which, you know, is going to include any of their fries or corn dogs or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's just not good. I don't know what they need to do, but they need to change it.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, doesn't really smell that well either. I mean, sometimes you can walk through a restaurant or walk by a restaurant and you get a nice whiff of what they're cooking. There's just no redeeming value here. And this is a prime location. It's at the end of Main Street. Like, they could do a lot of things with this location that would be a lot more, that would make a lot more sense than a place that serves overpriced, disgusting boiled hot dogs.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. So this is where, had we included Pecos Bill in the list, this is where they would fall. But again, we're being generous to Pecos Bill here.
Yeah, that's
but
very
let's
generous
make, let's make
too.
A note here. Pecos Bill at one point with their old menu had a 4.0 from TripAdvisor.
There's no way.
Dak's shaking his head. I'm shaking my head.
No.
Yelp.
There's just,
I think,
no way.
Yelp got this one right with a 3.1. You know. Anyway.
Even that is generous. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I look forward to tasting the new menu. I think we'll be surprised. I'm hoping that we'll be surprised when that happens.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So
next.
All right. So the actual number 6 here is Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. Google gave it a 4, TripAdvisor a 3.5, and Yelp a 3.3 for a total of 10.8. I think I've been here once, and that's all it took to say never again. Again, this is your burgers. This is your fries. This is your, your chicken tenders, I think.
That's what it is, right? It is, yeah. it is generic to the bone. You know, on the menu, you have, grilled chicken sandwich, your regular burgers, and your chicken strips. That's it, right? They advertise a patty melt, but it's plant-based, so we all know that's fake. So the only thing that's remotely redeeming about Cosmic Rays is, well, I guess it's two things. One, 90% of the seating is indoors, and there is a ridiculous amount of it. There's a lot of seating. So you usually find yourself at Cosmic Rays when you're really hungry and everything else is full and you just can't get there. That's when you find yourself at Cosmic Rays. That's always when I have found myself there, where I can't get an ADR and all the other quick services are making me wait too long. I just want to eat now. You go to Cosmic Rays. The other thing that is a little bit redeeming is Sunny Eclipse is the robotic DJ there. He's kind of fun. I like to hang out with Sunny. So that's a unique feature of this particular quick service restaurant you don't see at any of the others.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, this, I'll probably mention this again in our wrap up, but this speaks to the abysmal condition of quick service restaurants in the Magic Kingdom. It just blows my mind that, Ryan, not trying to take anything away from where you're going with all this, but I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Am I missing one? I thought I saw 5. At 4 to 5 of the worst quick service restaurants on this list are all located in the Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, don't, people, if you are listening and trying to gather information for an upcoming trip, do not eat at the Magic Kingdom. That is our number one advice we could give you. Do not eat at the Magic Kingdom.
Well, and we've talked about it before. A lot of times we'll leave to go to the Polynesian and grab some pulled pork nachos.
Yeah.
Captain Cook.
Can't go wrong there. Honestly, you could walk over to the Contemporary. You could eat stuff there too. I've done that as well. And in fact, during the middle of the day, there's a reasonable chance you could even get an ADR at one of those places. It becomes harder during nighttime, really. But Magic Kingdom is really hard. On the whole list, there's only one place in the Magic Kingdom I actually like to eat at. I always say too, and that's Columbia Harbor House, the CHH.
CHH, baby.
CHH all day. Except the thing is, the food's pretty mediocre. I'll say that, right? I like the Columbia Harbor House for a lot of other reasons. It's basically the best of the worst in my book, with the potentially most peaceful dining experience upstairs. But, you know, they're going to ruin that now with Tom Sawyer Island going away. I don't know what I'm going to have to look at out the window. So that's no good. Every episode, it just keeps rubbing salt in the wound for me. Every episode, there's a new thing there about them destroying frontier land. It's so sad.
Yeah, Randy's bitter about that.
We said this would be a negative episode, so I felt okay bringing it up.
All right, moving on to our bottom five here. We got at number 5, a place that I have never tried, because I feel like once you've had Via Napoli pizza, there's no second place in my opinion. But Pizza Fari.
You've never been there?
I've never been there.
And you should never go there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a deserving spot. So we ate there, me and my two younger daughters. We were just, it was one of those moments where you're caught, you know, in a weak moment where you're tired, you're hungry, you want to get out of the sun, you're at Animal Kingdom, it's 105 degrees, it feels like, and just you're starving and you just need a break. And so we poked into Pizza Fari, and it was just a horrible experience. It just really, really bad crust on the pizzas. It's worse than a frozen pizza that you would buy at, you know, a Costco or a Sam's Club or something like that. It's just not good pizza at all. It shouldn't even be allowed to be called pizza. That's how bad it is.
And they do offer they offer some pasta, which, you know, $14 for your creamy pesto chicken pasta. I probably want to spend a little bit more to make sure the pasta is legit. I don't know. I've never been there. Yeah, it's
Don't
never
go.
appealed to me at all.
Don't go. Don't do
yeah.
it.
Well, so Google gave it a 3.8, TripAdvisor a 3.5, and Yelp a 3.4. So fairly consistent amongst the three review sites, grand total of 10.7. So, which I guess
again,
tied.
I think all of those are generous scores, to be honest. Look, Dak was complaining about Pizza Rizzo earlier. You want to compare Pizza Fari to Pizza Rizzo? Like, Pizza Rizzo is gourmet food.
Yes.
Put it that way. Okay. So yeah. Don't go.
All right. Pro tip, don't go to Pizza Fari. All right. Number four, which actually tied. So actually 3, 4, and 5 all tied. So number four, Katsura Grill. Again, I've never been there. And this, we have a wide range of scores here. So Google gave it a 3.7, TripAdvisor a 4, and Yelp a 3.
Now, the Katsura Grill, for people who don't know, that's in the Japan Pavilion in the World Showcase.
Have you ever had it?
I have been in line for it, and the line took too long. And so I went and decided to suffer at the Cantina de San Anel. So, which also had a long line, but moved a lot faster. So I haven't eaten there. Didn't look bad to me, to tell you the truth. I actually like the Japan Pavilion. Space is pretty limited though. So that's one drawback, I think, that kind of holds it back. But, you know, I don't know. I think that probably one of the things that holds Katsura back a little bit more than others is people really just aren't used to that kind of food in the first place.
Yeah, and
that's
I wonder
my, that's
too.
That's my guess.
You know, and I wonder because, you know, I've read some reviews about some of the other, you know, Asian inspired restaurants there at Epcot that, you know, there's mixed reviews sometimes with that type of cuisine. I just wonder because again, if you look at, I mean, TripAdvisor gave it a 4, Yelp gave it a 3. So clearly, some people love it, some people hate it. So. I don't want to pass judgment. I've never tried it. I would say if I were in the mood for, you know, for that type of, for Japanese food, I may try it. The prices look pretty reasonable. I'm looking at the menu right now. I mean, shrimp and chicken teriyaki for $15.
And it's primarily sushi, right?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the big draw. And so, you know, is it good sushi? I don't know. I'm not a sushi expert. I couldn't look. I've had sushi in lots of different places. I've had it in Asia. It all tastes the same to me. So I don't know how people really distinguish what's good sushi from not. It's all cold and whatever. But I don't know. Seemed like, okay, this feels like a low rating to me. And when we get to the number one item, I'll tell you a little bit more why I think so.
Okay.
I think just real quick, I have not been there either. I wonder if these scores are based on people that are big fans of Japanese food and go there hoping for something authentic and, you know, get your normal Disney rendition of something when it comes to food and probably are not happy with, you know, not getting supreme authentic Japanese food.
Yeah. It's a quick service, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's right. I think maybe people lose sight of the fact that it's a quick service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Again, tied with the previous two, number three, ABC Commissary. This is a Hollywood Studios just left of the theater there as you walk in and just go straight. Again, this a wide range of scores. So Google gave it a 4.1, TripAdvisor a 3.5, and then Yelp a 3.1. So a full point difference between Google and Yelp. We've eaten there pretty recently. I've talked about this before. I think we got the tacos there, which I thought were actually not bad. So I would say definitely for me higher than a 3.1 that it's, you know, coming up on Yelp. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in comparison to some of what your other options are at Hollywood Studios, I would certainly not put this in my worst, you know, 3 to 4 quick service restaurants. Now, maybe across the board as I'm gauging it against other quick service to quick service in all of Disney World. But listen, when you're in Hollywood Studios, you got slim pickings when it comes to,
yeah,
you know, options. And so I would say ABC Commissary is one of those places that you know, I would certainly go to if I was at Hollywood for the day. So
I would too.
I don't have it in my top, not so top 10.
Yeah, this was one that was a little surprising to me. This actually is my go-to quick service restaurant at Hollywood Studios. The biggest benefit that it has over anything else at Hollywood Studios, 100% indoor seating, and there's plenty of it, right? In a park that I've constantly complained about is just too hot because there's really no shade in a lot of places. And then in the summertime when the rains come, like, it's an amazing place to be able to go eat while it's pouring outside and you wait for it to pass. You know, it's situated right in between the Sci-Fi Drive-In Diner and the Little Mermaid Theater, I think. And the bathrooms actually you share with the Sci-Fi Drive-In Diner.
Oh,
so
that's right.
They use the same ones there. But I think actually the menu's okay. It's not, again, I don't think it's gourmet food, but it's not terrible food. I think it gets the job done. A little surprising to see it this low. But again, if I have to compare it to what I would put at the top of the list, I'd have a hard time figuring out what to kick out.
You know, what's funny is that if we just took the Google ratings for these quick service places, ABC Commissary would actually rate very high.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is, I mean, if you compare it to the other two that we've already talked about at Hollywood Studios, which is Backlot Express and Pizza Rizzo, I would absolutely choose ABC over those two restaurants.
Yeah, that's a valid point. Okay. All right, so number two, and I don't think there's going to be any disagreement with this at all. Number two, the Pinocchio Village House. 3.8 on Google, 3.5 on TripAdvisor, and a 3 exactly on Yelp.
This might be the one time Yelp is really accurate.
Yeah, you can't rate this any higher than a 3, in my opinion. I've been there maybe twice, had their flatbread pizza. It's up there. It's like, to me, it's Casey's Corner. It's just a different location in Magic Kingdom. Just food is gross. It smells bad. I think the redeeming quality is that if you get a good seat, you can watch the boats on It's a Small World. That's about it.
I call the Pinocchio Village House a lost opportunity. You know,
yes,
prime real estate, great theming, potential for super good ambiance, terrible food, and frankly, the service is really lacking too. It's one of the few places where when I've mobile ordered, I'm always just shocked beyond belief how a mobile order gets kind of messed up. And it just almost every single time, it's always just completely messed up. So no, I will not eat there anymore. It's been years since I've done it last. It's not going to get another chance until they pull a Pecos bill and revamp the menu. This for me, if you really wanted my list, it's a tie between the old Pecos Bill and Pinocchio Village House for number one worst.
Okay.
Yeah, agreed. It's just awful. The other thing I was going to say, just to kind of pile on here and make it really a not so top 10, is to Randy's point, when you're ordering your food, I absolutely hate when Disney does this. I order my food, I walk up through the line, and then I have to exit back through the same line of people that are about to order their food. It is so infuriating to me that I have a tray full of food and I'm walking through the line of people that are about to order their food. And we're all kind of like doing the shuffle and dance and trying to get around each other while I have a drink that's full to the brim that's about to tip over on everyone. It's just, and there are several quick service restaurants that do it this way, but
The
I just had to throw that in there. That's a horrible experience.
Yeah,
totally agree.
The CHH is that way. I believe the
a lot of the old ones are that way.
Cosmic Rays is like that, I believe.
It's like just please funnel me out a different direction.
Yeah,
I'm about to eat your horrible food. At least let me exit.
Let me do it with dignity,
in peace.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So number one on our list here, a place I've never been to. I don't know anything about it. I think Randy does.
In the China Pavilion,
the Lotus Blossom Cafe, one of the few restaurants that did not even score a 4 from any of the review sites. So Google gave it a 3.4, TripAdvisor 3.5, Yelp a 3.3. So pretty consistent there. Grand total of 10.2. They are the worst quick service restaurant according to the internet.
I don't know that I agree with that at all. Look, it's it's quick Chinese food, right? It's frankly no different than you're going to find probably in any other Chinese takeaway across this country. I've eaten it a few times. I actually don't think it's bad. It's better than some Chinese takeaways that I've had. I'm a little surprised. I think this one, again, and this is where we were talking about Katsura Grill earlier, I think that it's a very similar thing. And Dak, I think you hit the nail on the head. People have kind of this elevated expectation of what you're going to get for quick service Chinese or Japanese food as if it's going to be gourmet. It is not. This is takeaway food. And I think Lotus Blossom Cafe, for me, actually checks all the boxes and does a pretty good job. By the way, I've eaten there. I've eaten right next door at the ADR restaurant Nine Dragons a couple of times. And surprise, surprise, I think the food's pretty much on par. I don't know if that's a bigger indictment of Nine Dragons or a pro in the column for the Lotus Blossom Cafe, but I think that these scores are probably really indicative of expectations. And here's something really interesting. The Lotus Blossom Cafe is one of the few quick service restaurants that we have found that will serve hot chocolate when it's cold outside. So that's actually what got me there the very first time, is Kayla was looking for some hot cocoa and we found it there, and I was hungry. And so I ate some food and I said, hey, this isn't too bad. And I went back again, another visit, and I thought it was okay. I definitely wouldn't rank it the worst of them.
So how would you compare it to a place like Panda Express?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what it's like.
Okay.
I think it's exactly what it's like. In fact, I got the orange chicken at Lotus Blossom Cafe, just like I would get at Panda Express. It tasted almost identical to me, right? Now, is Panda Express like amazing food? No, it's Chinese takeaway on like a mass produced scale because it's a chain restaurant, you know?
I love
Panda Express. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I don't think it's one of the worst places.
And I wonder if you kind of alluded to this, Randy, but I'll say it maybe a little bit different way, is that as you're going through Epcot and some of these other places and you have some really fine dining experiences that can be, you know, had at an Epcot, for example, and you step into one of these quick service restaurants, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because if you're expecting Le Cellier or that type of quality of food at a quick service, again, you have to reset your expectations. I think you nailed it on the head. You know, you're stepping into a Panda Express. I don't think anybody that is living in the real world outside of Disney, if they walked into a Panda Express, would be expecting the best Chinese restaurant in their town or city or wherever, right? You're expecting Panda Express. So I think that's why it's getting these rankings, is that some people maybe have higher expectations and then they're going there and they're really disappointed with what they're getting.
And I just had this hypothesis in my head too, where I was wondering about it. I wondered if, and I didn't go deep into this, but I wondered if, are the low scores actually a little bit of a symptom of the sample size? And I think the answer to that is yes. For instance, I just looked up the Google reviews. Lotus Blossom Cafe only has 145 reviews, which gave it that 3.4 score. The Pinocchio Village House, which scored a 3.8, 642 reviews. It's not a huge number when you see restaurants. Usually we see thousands for restaurants. But I think that there's fewer people probably, and I'll look up the Katsura here in just a second, but I think there's fewer people doing that, which if the reviews are a little bit lower, a couple of really low ones can skew you fast.
No, you're 100% right. I think, and I noticed that when I was putting together this list, that yeah, some of these restaurants had a lot of reviews and some didn't, comparatively speaking. And you're right. I think, you know, a few more people go in and give it a positive review, then these rankings change. If what you're saying, and I believe you, Randy, I think Randy, you have a palate probably similar to mine, that you appreciate and understand good food. And, if Lotus Blossom Cafe is similar to Panda Express, I like Panda Express. I like the mass produced flavors of Panda Express. So I, you know, now that you've said that, I probably will try Lotus Blossom next time I'm at Epcot, just because, you know, I like that style of cuisine. So, well, so based on what we've talked about so far up to this point, if you had to rearrange, maybe which one would you absolutely make the worst quick service restaurant?
Pinocchio.
Yeah, I think that's
Yeah,
the
I'm
right
in
answer.
agreement with Randy. I would say Pinocchio and then the old Pecos Bill, which I'm very skeptical that even the new menu is going to be, you know, blow your socks off good. But
Well,
I would
I'm having
absolutely.
faith. From what I've seen with that new menu, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll
I mean,
see.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopefully optimistic. I guess that's the way to say it. But I would absolutely agree. Pinocchio House would be my number one if we're throwing Pecos Bill out.
In
Yeah,
fact, I would just say, if I'm going 1, 2, 3, it's Pinocchio, Casey's Corner, and Cosmic Ray in that order. The worst three are all Magic Kingdom quick service restaurants.
you know what? I would echo that. I think that's the right order there. 1, 2, 3. So if we're talking about our not so top three restaurants, you know, Pinocchio, Village House, Casey's Corner, and Cosmic Rays, I'm down with that.
I would agree. I think those three are probably at the top of my list as well.
Okay. Well, hey, let's do a quick magical scenario. So if you were, hey, Mr. Bob Iger came to you and said, "Hey, Mr. Podcast guy, I'm going to give you the opportunity to remove one of these quick service restaurants, and you need to come up with a new theme, a new cuisine, a new whatever. What are you doing? Which one are you removing, and what are you replacing it with?"
Man, I'll take a shot at it. So I think what I would do, because Pinocchio House backs up to Small World, I would maybe try to spin something off of Small World. So maybe a restaurant with some sliders or something like that, because they're bite size and smaller, and just kind of play off of that Small World theming of, you know, and you could maybe have a sampling of a lot of different restaurant or countries and foods, because Small World touches so many different locations. And so you could just do, you know, little finger bites or little bite size options of different countries that you would see in Small World. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, is I would just totally scrap Pinocchio House. We don't need another Italian. We don't need more flatbread pizzas. There's plenty of those throughout the parks. So what I would do is maybe look for something that I could, you know, expand or do that way with a
Yeah,
Small
you could
World
almost
theming.
with It's a Small World. I mean, that whole attraction celebrates world culture, right? You can almost do, like you said, something, maybe bits and pieces of Germany, of Japan, of Russia, of, and maybe rotate it, throughout the year. I don't know, something neat like that, possibly.
Yeah.
Randy?
I think that's pretty good. I would have gone with Pinocchio Village House, but then I would have done the exact opposite of what you said. I would have actually come up with a real quick service Italian menu instead of the stuff they do. But since you did that, I actually had a thought here that, I actually think that we're missing out on a huge opportunity with Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, and being so close in proximity to Tron, I would actually have a Tron themed and inspired
Ooh,
quick
yes.
service restaurant. If you think about it, what's really interesting is, one of the cool, I think, like from a set design and everything like that, if you remember watching Tron Legacy, it's when Sam and his dad, Kevin Flynn, are sitting there in the grid and dad's eating dinner in his little, grid house and stuff like that. Like, it looked like good gourmet kind of food. I think there's just opportunities to kind of elevate something like that, to do something different. And that's really what we miss out the most on quick service restaurants, is something different. We tend to get things that are kind of generic, and there's a little bit of theming, but it's like, the Imagineers go all in on some of these attractions and on some of these lands. And then when we get to the quick service restaurant, we're trying to just like, oh, well, this is good enough. And then we move on. I would really love to see the attention to detail in a quick service restaurant. Cosmic Rays is a perfect opportunity, especially think about it, again, right there across from Tron. So at nighttime, imagine eating there. and then being able to look out on the pavilion and watch it change colors, and you could have that same sort of feel and look inside. Dude, I think that would be pretty cool.
I would love that. That's a great idea.
One of these days, a Disney executive is going to find this podcast. And he's going to hear these great ideas, and we'll probably steal them because this is not copyrighted material. But that's a great idea, dude. I actually like that a lot. So I think for me, I'm looking at Casey's Corner. I think that's a space that I think because it's a limited space, but it's prime retail location right there at the corner of Main Street and the Hub. I think I would turn it into some sort of like a sandwich shop, maybe like akin to a Subway or a Jimmy John's, that you can walk through, make you a sub sandwich, and then walk out and go eat it somewhere in the Hub. Obviously, there's the seating area around Casey's Corner, but yeah, get rid of the hot dogs for me. Let's do something maybe a little more healthy. Not that sub sandwiches are super healthy, but you have more options when you do like a nice sandwich shop. So maybe that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm getting rid of the baseball theme. Hey, I love baseball, but you know,
what about the piano outside? Getting rid of that too?
You know, that's actually a really good point. I literally was just thinking that's a great quality of that location is the piano guy. Very talented musician. I would keep him or her, but change everything else.
Yeah. You know, Ryan, I'm thinking about your idea just that but keeping with Main Street and turn of the century, boy, it'd be cool to have an old style New York deli type of place.
Oh, there you go.
And kind of spin off of that idea. That way you keep the theming of Main Street in there, but you got some guy behind the, you know, you got Jimmy making you a sandwich behind the counter and he's slicing the meat for you.
Yeah, right. The pastrami and the salami.
Yes.
I like it. So listen, good. Fellas, I could go for a Jimmy John's out there on property somewhere, right? You know, I usually eat Jimmy John's once a week sort of a thing. I think we do kind of need a sandwich shop with some variety. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I think all love three it. Of our ideas were great. So
yeah, I love it. That would revolutionize some of the eating opportunities, I think, at Magic Kingdom, because it's just so sad right now. I mean, think about it. We'd rather get on a boat or a monorail and leave the park.
Yeah.
That's a sad state. That's something that needs to change.
100%. Well, I think we left some information, left some details for another episode. We can talk about maybe some of our favorite, the top quick service locations throughout the parks. So that'll be fun to kind of talk about later.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I look at the list of the ones on the top 10. Of course, there's a few that I already mentioned shouldn't be there, but there's some that are on there. And I think there's a great opportunity to really talk about our experiences and why they're, at least for us, go-to places every trip.
100%.
Yep. Totally agree. Listen, give us a like and a follow on all of our social media accounts. We'd love to hear from you and some of your experiences. Tell us what are some of your not so top 10 quick service restaurants at Disney World.
Yeah, where have you thrown up at? Tell us that.
Oh, man.
Don't put that in there.
Great episode, fellas.
It was.
All right. Great
Later,
episode.
Everybody. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.